ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
And this morning, by God's grace, we're still continuing in our series. This month is dedicated to spiritual formation, or another word, spiritual growth. God expects you and I to grow. It is the desire of God that we should grow. As 2 Peter chapter 8, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God expects us to grow. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, Jesus grew. The Bible says he grew in wisdom, he grew in stature, he found favor with God and with men. So God expects you and I to grow. Every living thing is designed to grow. And so when we say you and I, we mean the believers in Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5, 17, miracle happened in our lives. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. New old things are passed away. All things have become new. All things are of God who has reconciled us to his son. So, but that's not the end of the story. So in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, it says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the world. A baby is born, but they need to take milk. It can be breast milk. It can be nutrients. That desire is that they should grow. They should be like an adult. So a child receives those things, then it begins to stand. And by the time you know it, begins to run around. I mean, get involved in sports and activities, because that is the desire of God. And it's the same thing, like the natural parents, they will be concerned. If a child is receiving milk, is receiving all the nutrients, and it doesn't show the sign of growth, a natural parent will be concerned. The same thing. God expects you and I to grow. And he expects us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So one of the tools that God has provided for our spiritual growth or spiritual formation is his word. It's interesting to see how God loves us so much. First, he gave us his son. And then we receive the son. We call it the salvation experience. And then after our salvation experience, he gave us his word. He has given us this word. And that's not the end of the story. He also gave us the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of us. And then it gives us opportunity to read his word, to meditate on his word, to practice his word, and to put it so that we can grow. We can be 2 Peter chapter 1, it talks about having received this salvation. It says, add to your faith. And he listed those things out there. Add to your faith. Add to your faith. So God designed us to grow, and he has given us his word as the tool of transformation. So this morning, I titled this, The Word Works. The Word of God Works. The Word of God Works. Isaiah 48, the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of our God, it works. Proverbs chapter 4, as we start out this morning, Proverbs chapter 4, I read verses 20 to 27. Say, my son or my daughter, give attention to my words. I want you to please follow carefully this morning. Give attention to my word. That's number one thing. You want to grow. Number two, incline your ears to my saying. Number three, do not let them depart from your eyes. Number four, keep them in the midst of your heart. So you're an energizer of growth. Why? Verse 22 says, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. 24 says, put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. 25 says, let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. 26 says, ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established before God. 27 says, do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. So God's word is our tool for growth, is our tool for transformation. And God's word, we have said, is unchangeable. This word is ageless. It is consistent. I mean, I love the song that was sung. It says, his word is true. His word is consistent. He said, even though his word is true, our hearts has the tendency to go astray. But the songwriter prayed, he said, Jesus, hold me to your side. Because Jesus is the word of God. Jesus is the living word. So God's word is unchangeable. God doesn't change his word because of civilization or the contemporary culture. It is ageless. It is consistent. God's word is irrefutable. It's unquestionable. It is undeniable. You can't break it. The scriptures cannot be broken. You can only break yourself against the scripture if you are not ready to comply. But see, God's word is irrefutable. There is a force behind his word. When he contacts sickness, sickness bows. When he contacts confusion, confusion gives way to divine direction. When he contacts disappointment, he gives way to hope and restoration. When he contacts failure, there is a supernatural turnaround for success. So God's word, he didn't consult us before he put it into God. God's word is his integrity, is his power, is his dominion. And then God's word is powerful. It is potent. It is authoritative. He says, so shall my word that has gone out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. Isaiah 55 verse 11. But it shall accomplish the purpose where I have sent it to. So if that word comes to you, if you find it in area of your health, it prospers you. If you find it in your finances, it prospers you. If you find that word in your family, it prospers you. So God's word is unchangeable, is irrefutable, it is powerful. And this awesome book called the Bible is God's living word to us today. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, if we will get the benefit from this word as a tool of growth, look at what it says. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not. So there is the sense knowledge that wants to contest with the revelation knowledge. But he said, lean not on your own understanding, your ways. Even though you know what to do sometimes as you journey through life, he said, in all your ways, acknowledge him, for he shall surely direct your heart path. He said, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So the Bible sets the tones for the believer's comprehensive spiritual growth. We have come into that hour because everything seems to be failing around us. But we have come into that hour when God's word becomes the source of everything. We can trace the source to his word.
we can deal with situations and circumstances of life with the word of God. We are coming into that hour. We have even come into that hour. And so, you and I, if we will grow, if we will not be sensual, if we will not be carnal, if we will not just be given to the what we can see, what we can hear, what we can touch, what we can smell, what we can taste, which the sense knowledge dwells in and is comfortable in, if we will get into the deeper life, then we have to esteem His word more than our necessary food. So God's word is our weapon of warfare, our refuge from the storm of life. God's word never fails. He never fails. And God is waiting on you and I to speak His word so that He can manifest Himself through us. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, He says, I watch over my word. I watch over my word. I watch over my word to perform it. I know my word is my personality, is my being, is my integrity. I hold it that duty to fulfill my word. If I can just find someone who dare to believe it. So God's word from our passage this morning is our medicine or medicine. God's word is our medicine. And God has set the tone for our spiritual growth. So I call those four things 1-1-1-1. That's what in the natural hospital you are given. When they give you a dosage, they give you the prescription, they also tell you how to use it. If they give you 20 tablets, they don't expect you to take the 20 tablets at once. One in the morning, one in another plate. 1-1-1. So this morning, God is also showing us from Proverbs 4 how to appropriate the dosage, the prescription from His word. He says, 1, attend to my word. 2, incline your ears to my saying. 3, let them not depart from your eyes. And then 4, keep them in the midst of your eyes. These four things will form the principle of our spiritual growth. God's word can become the never-failing remedy for every issue of life. We can have health and life after our salvation experience. We can. We can live long. We can appropriate the word of God and applying it as a never-failing remedy in every area of our lives. If you read the story of the patriarchs in Hebrews 11, it's just the story of people like you and I who just dare to trust and believe God and His word, and through His word, frame their own world. The life and power that we all need is in the God's word. Where us believers, we don't even believe the word of God. Some believe the CNN more than the Bible. Some profess Christianity, but they deny the power that God has invested in this world. Some will rather reason things out, whereas help is made available to us in His word. The word of God has creative power because His word, when we find it, when we attend to it, they become life, spirit and life. God's word are full of life. I don't know if you have this. Sometimes there is confusion in somebody's mind. Sometimes, I mean, I'm sharing my own personal testimony. Sometimes I don't know what to do. Sometimes I don't even know what to say. But hey, looking into the word of God, it gives me not only hope, it gives me divine direction. It shines the light of God in my path. It's the same thing. And by the time you practice that word, it helps you to see God in a bigger way. It helps your journey. And then you are growing. God's word is full of life. It's full of health. It's full of healing. God's word acts like medicine. It is the medicine to all our flesh. It is the medicine to all our challenges. It is the medicine to all our successes. All our disappointment, all our failures, God's word is the medicine. No matter where you are this Sunday morning, if you are down and out, God's word has the capacity to restore and gives you a new beginning. So how does Solomon admonish us? And I think we can listen to Solomon because he seems to have seen different dimensions of how life works. You read the whole book of Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, he has insight. And these are the two books that he wrote towards the end of his year. Haven't seen all inside out. So what did he say or what did he admonish? He says, if you want to grow, attend to his word. Attend. How do you attend to God's word? Give it undiluted attention. There are many things that distract us today. And I would like to say this, including myself. The instinct for everyone these days, this age that we live, is that when you wake up in the morning, you want to check your phone. And just checking one message, you can spend the next 2 hours. And I will say to you, if you really want to grow, you have to mind the social media. And that's the truth. Jesus, the Bible says in Mark 1:35, a great while before day, we go into a solitary place. And this is my admonition. If you really, really want to go, I know that even our phone accommodates you version. There is electronic Bible. Why don't you shift a little bit and begin to use your hardcover Bible? One message can lead to multiple messages. Another message, another. Before you know it, you plan to do devotion. And the devotion can lead into sadness. Because by the time some people tell people sleepy, what have I missed in the course of the night? The whole day has unfolded before them. So give attention to the word. Give attention to the word. I've started doing something personally in recent time. I play the Bible to myself in the course of the day. There's something, somebody reading the Bible to me. There's something I'm getting to discover now because my goal is that somebody should read the whole Bible to me in the next 3 months. So the truth is that when you do it, you are giving attention. There are something that probably when you're reading the hardcover, you may not even see until somebody mentioned it and then you go back to check like the Berean Christian. Give attention to the word of God. Put the word of God in your heart. That is one of the ways to grow. Allow it to capture your attention. Treat it with utmost priority. Don't go through a day. I mean, you have what we call 3 square meals. You have it times 7. And you only feed your spirit man. Maybe on Sunday like this. Or you only feed it for just 40, 45 minutes or 1 hour message. It's like a cold snack. It cannot sustain you and I. The word of God, we must give attention to it. And when we don't give attention, it shows. It shows in our manner of conversation. It shows in our manner of life. We begin to probably get edgy. I'm finding out, seriously, It can happen to any one of us. Christians have the tendency to live in unforgiveness. Believers have the tendency to live backbiting other people. But we must position, let the word of God, that's what the Bible says in Ephesians, the washing of the water by the word of God. So the only way the word of God can wash our consciences is when we give attention to this word. In Jeremiah 15:16, The Jeremiah says, oh Lord, your word were found, and I did heed them, and they become joy and rejoicing to my soul, because I am called by your name. If you are called by the name of the Lord, please, you must attend, and you really want to grow, you must attend to God's word. You receive life and health from that word. Second thing, 1:1:1:1. Incline your ears to his saying. Let the word of God pass through your ear gates. Let it drink it in. Anger rests in bosom of fools. Drink it in if you have anger issue. Let every man be quick to listen. Drink it that in. If you have problem with the use of your mouth, do not be rash with your own mouth. Drink it in. So incline your ears into his saying. Answer not a fool. Drink it in. The righteousness of man does not work the righteousness of God. Drink it in. Revenge is not of God. Drink it in. So incline your ears to his saying. Don't say, I have heard that already. If you have heard it and it has not prospered you, it means you have not heard it. You have not allowed it in. So drink it in. Don't get into that syndrome. I have heard that already. Keep your ears open to hear. Shut your ears to other saying. There are other saying heard in the world. Fear is other saying. Doubt is other thing. Unbelief is other thing. Knowing this word for yourself will prosper you more than what anyone says to you. And so you must incline your ears to his saying. Faith comes, Romans 10:17, by hearing. So it's not just one hearing. And he be consistent in it. If you are not consistent in it, then fear, doubt, unbelief also come. The same way faith comes. Don't allow the word of God to roll down like the running water of ducks that ducks usually do. If you know what I'm talking about, if you pour water on a duck, immediately it shakes it off. Don't take side against the word of God. We can't grow that way. If you want to grow, say to yourself, the word is my life. The word is my light. The word is my health. The word is my healing. Jesus, at one point in his life and ministry, every word went away from him. And he has a simple question in John chapter 6. And they responded to that question. He said, the flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit that quickens. John 6:63. The word I speak to you, they are spirit and their life. In other words, the word of God has the capacity to invade our lives. It has the capacity to create things around us. It has the capacity to make fruitful that which was beneath, to incline our ears to his saying. The third one, don't let it depart from your eyes. Don't. Let's read together Psalm 119. Don't let the word of God depart from your eyes. Don't. Psalm 119 from verse 129 all through to verse 133. Say, your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. Say, the entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is towards those who love your name. So if you love the name of the Lord, you will keep his word in your heart. You will not allow it to depart from your eyes. He says, look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is towards those who love your name. Direct my steps. One translation says, order my steps in your word, and let not sin or iniquity have dominion be. Order my steps. So, for God to order your steps, you must keep your, don't allow the word of God to depart from your eyes. It happened with the disciples. One day Jesus said, let us go and to the other side. And then the Bible says, there arose a great storm, to the point that it was all almost taking them out. Then they cried out to the master. They suddenly remembered that he was sleeping in the same boat. And then he came to their rescue. Don't take your eyes off the master. Peter also did it at one instance, that the master says, come. And the Bible, we must commend Peter, because even at that come, some of us will not even dare step out. It wasn't a river behind your home. It was a sea, high sea. They were there. Peter actually walked on water. But the problem began when he took his eyes off the master. So if we want to grow, our eyes must consistently be on the word of God. There must be law of focus. You must look well and listen to hear. You must keep your eyes fixed on God's word and the living word. People will call you name. You are losing your mind. It's better to lose your mind to the Bible rather than lose your mind to the things that are not stable in the world. You can lose your mind. I mean, this medicine, if you use it, it guarantees all cure. And it guarantees that when you lose your mind, you'll be okay. You don't have to see the physician over and over again. You will be okay because the word of God will make you strong and you will abide in grace. Praise the Lord. So look well. God's word to us is Jesus, the living word, the author and the finisher of our faith. So don't let it depart from your eyes, whether in good or bad times. Keep your gaze on him. Keep the word in the midst of your heart. In Proverbs 24, verse 14, it says, so shall the reward be to your soul when you have found it. He said, there shall be a reward and your expectations shall not be cut off. God's word will only become life to those who find them, those who pay attention to them. And if you attend to the word, incline your ears to his saying, you will find life. The last one is keep them in the midst of you. Practice the word. It's our frame of reference. Practice it. God's word has the power to heal and set free. Jesus sets free. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. There is no condemnation. After you are free, you are free. God does not keep the record of the past. If he says he has forgiven you, he has forgiven you. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. So, but you have to keep it in the midst of your heart. It is called assurance of salvation. It is called establishing your stand in God. It is called the righteousness, which is a gift from God to you and me. Keep them in the midst of your heart. The Bible is God speaking personally to us. But people are blocked. They are quick to say, I'm not a dollar, so I have brain. I have the right to my own belief and opinion. Yes, you may do, but you won't grow spiritually that way. You're holding on to your right and your own opinion as against the opinion and right of that the word of God offers you, you won't grow spiritually. The word of God is health and life. And except you agree to that, you have no rights holding on to something to you. Your opinion and your belief should be built around the word of God. Should be anchored on the word of God if you really, really want to go. How do you enjoy life? Some scriptures are there. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 8. That's the word of God. That's his opinion. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And he said, a sense of peace, a sense of shalom, we come around your heart. We come around your life. And it tells you what to think about after those things. The things that are just. The things that are true. The things that are lovely. The things that are of good report. That's how to live a worry-free life. In another place, Jesus said in Matthew 6:25, he said, don't worry. He said, what do people worry about? What to eat, what to drink, what to fear. He said, your heavenly Father knows that you have need of those things. He said, don't give yourself to worry. He said, which of us, by just worrying, we had one kibble to their stature? No, worry wears out. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, the Bible says, God will keep. He said, we withdraw. 6:3 says, he will keep us in perfect peace because our heart stayed upon him. That's how to live worry-free life. Peace is of God. And that's what he gives us. The peace of our God that passes all understanding. We garrison your heart and mind together in Christ Jesus, not outside Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Please understand, brothers, sisters, this morning, your diet in this life is not only what you eat. It is a combination of what you watch, what you listen to, what you read, the people you hang around. So be mindful of the things that you put into you, whether spiritually, emotionally, intellectually. Be careful of the things that you digest. God's prescription, God's medicine for you and I is attend to his word. Incline your ears to his saying. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Let them not depart from your life. He said they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. You know the problem that we have today? We are beginning to see believers who don't incline their ears to God's saying. And they are consistently looking to hear something new. There's nothing new under the sun. Be careful how you hear. That's what Jesus said. What you hear. Don't look for something new. There is no new revelation somewhere. It can lead you into error of itchy hair. And it can even lead you into that error, have I had that before, syndrome. Some people are uncles and aunties of God. Before you finish, they finish hearing the scripture. Anybody quote it in a study group, they already finish it, complete it. A preacher quotes it, they finish it. A colleague quotes it, they know. But it's not reflecting in their daily experiences. It's itchy here. There's nothing new. Some people just build empty spiritual castle around their lives. The word of God must show in our manner of life, in our speech, in our conduct, in our conversation. That's what Paul wrote to Timothy. Be the example of the believer in word, in purity, in conversation. Study to show yourself approved of God. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth. So if it is the word of God I submit to you this morning, then it is Christ. And then it will be simple. Sometimes what we tag as deep revelation are merely overbloated pride of the use of words. What the Bible referred to as superfluity of nothingness. Empty spiritual castles. If you really want to understand what is spiritual warfare, read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 6. You have to keep Christ in the center so that you can display every other imagination that exalts themselves against the knowledge of Christ. If you read, flip to 2 Corinthians 11, verses 1 to 4, my time is up, verses 1 to 4, you will read that lease your mind. That's what Paul admonished. Be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. If it is Christ, it is simple. One of the things I've read about the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, they said common men had him. They were glad. It means a professor will hear him and he's glad. It means a mason or someone who is a craftsman will also hear Jesus, the same message, and they are glad. James chapter 1, verses 19 to 26. Bible says, let every one of us be swift to hear, but quick to listen. These are character that, so inclining your ears is a continuous discipline exercise. Every one of us, we have to apply ourselves to it. I'm still applying myself to it. Sometimes the natural impulse when people offend you is to take it out on them. But hey, the word of God is the one that offers you self-control. And if you can master it at one level, then you grow into another level. Hey, as long as, let me say this in closing this morning. In the natural, if you and I have malaria, they do what? They give us prescriptions. And then you get well. Next year, if you have malaria, what doctor is going to say to you is, take that prescription again. Hey, you can't tell the doctor at that time, but I took that malaria drug last year. I don't need it. A lot of the time, what we believers do is that we are looking for a quick fix approach. There is no quick fix approach. In taking your dosage, please understand, it says, keep your heart with all diligence. For heart of it are the issues that governs your life. Secondly, it says, put away deceitful mouth. Watch your tongue. Mind your language. Thirdly, let your eyes be from left. Fourthly, ponder your association. It's there in our text this morning. And then lastly, he said, don't seek for alternative. Don't go to the right, don't go to the left. God is not a God of the mountains alone. but also a God of the valley. Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith can go and doubt creeps in, fear and unbelief keeps in, but faith comes. But we thank God for his word. In 1 John 5, 4, it says, this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith in Christ Jesus. I pray this morning that this week will be a week of supernatural growth for us, supernatural experiences for us. The highs of our understanding will daily be flooded with God's word and God's light. The revelation of his word will grow stronger in our life, that we will daily grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for everyone this morning under the influence of this service. Thank you for healing, health and healing in our bodies. Thank you for those who are sick physically. We send forth your word of healing and restoration. Thank you because your word life will continually give us understanding as we put the word of God as a priority, as we give attention to your word, as we incline our ears to your saying, as we keep them in the midst of our hearts and we not allow you to depart from your heart, your word will prosper us. Your word will increase us. We give you praise for a blessed week. In Jesus' precious name. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,